Well, now that you got your books all put away, get them back out. Open to page 204, please. I want to show you something. So we're going to look at the gospel. If you look at the third line down, remember the first son said, I will not. But here's the important thing. He said, but afterwards changed his mind and went. Changed his mind and went. Now, look down at the last line, and this is the chief priests and the elders, and Jesus says, yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him. There's a word in Greek, and the New Testament was written in Greek. There's a word in Greek that is translated into English as metanoia. It means a complete changing of one's mind. Bishop Robert Barron says, you know, it's a new way of consciousness. It's a complete turnaround. It's like taking out your old mind and putting in a new one. So in this gospel today, we see that the first son, first he says, I'm not going, but then he changes his mind and he goes. And we see that Jesus is telling the chief priests and the scribes that they're not going to be entering the kingdom of God. Tax collectors and prostitutes will be entering the kingdom of God before them because they repented. That's another word for this metanoia, repent. And so it's very important that we think about this. In the first reading today from Ezekiel, it says that if a wicked man repents and changes his mind, he will save his life. He will save his soul. So it's important that we look rightly at what God wants us to do. If you've ever looked at the screen back here as they flash around, one of them says joy, J-O-Y. Jesus first, others second, yourself last. If you do that, then you will find joy in your life. Jesus first, others second, yourself last. How often do we put ourselves first, what I want? This afternoon, I was watching a video with Matthew Kelly with a couple of men from the parish. And Matthew, he grew up in Australia, and he said when he was a teenager, his mentor asked him, just to stop in 10 minutes a day in church and just spend time there quietly with the Lord. And so Matthew said he started doing that. It was on his way to school, so it was very convenient for him to stop in and spend that time there, just 10 minutes a day. And so he first started going in, and he would just kind of spend 10 minutes a day there. And then he found out that if he kind of reflected on what his day was going to be, that helped him get organized and you know, what all he had to do. And he said one day he went in and he had a real problem. And so when he went in for his 10 minutes that day, for the first time he said, God, I have a big problem. What do you think I should do? And he said that was the first time. Every other time it's like, okay, God, here's what I want you to do for my plans. But he asked God, and he said that made a complete transformation of his life. That was his moment of metanoia, looking at things differently. I'm doing the catechism in a year with Father Mike Smits, and we just started on the Ten Commandments. Notice their commandments. Father Mike said his mom had a bumper sticker that said, they are the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions. So God commands us. If you notice in this gospel today, the Father did not come to his sons and say, hey, would you please go out into the field and work? He said, go out into the field and work. It wasn't a request, it was a command. Just so, when we look at this parable that Jesus tells, who does the Father represent? God the Father. God knows what's best for us. That's why he gave us the Ten Commandments. Now, you can say, well, you know, I haven't killed anybody today. Haven't committed adultery. Things like that. But remember, when Jesus was giving the Sermon on the Mount, he took those Ten Commandments and just widened them completely, didn't he? He said, it's not enough not to kill somebody, but if you are angry or call someone a fool, you will be liable to judgment for that. So my question to each of us, and this includes deacons and priests, because remember, in this gospel reading today, it was the chief priests and the scribes, the high religious people that Jesus was giving the hard time to, because they were not repenting. They were not experiencing this metanoia, a new way of looking at things. And so we all have to look at that. We have to look at our lives. We all know that numbers of Catholics in any denomination, pretty much, the numbers are falling. There's so many people that don't believe in God anymore. And they found that a lot of people don't believe in God because God is demanding, isn't he? I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about rights and responsibilities. Everybody wants the rights, but they don't want the responsibilities. We have to do our part. We have to have that moment of metanoia. And this isn't just something that happens once and then we're done. We have to interiorly look at our lives and say, where am I doing something wrong? Am I living somehow in a sinful state that I need to change? For myself, when I was much younger, I was not living according to God's plan for me. And so one day my brother called me up and he said, we need to sit down and talk. And so out of love, he came to me and he said, you need to change the way you're doing things. And it took me a long time for that moment of metanoia to really change my life. But it did. It did, and I thank him for that. I don't think he has any idea how much that one coming together and that telling me that I was not living according to God's plan. And so I think we each have something in our lives like that, that we need to really interiorly look at ourselves and say, what am I not doing according to God's plan? Sometimes people tell me, you know, I work this job and I'm not real happy in it for one reason or another. And I'm like, well, maybe this is God trying to tell you it's time to change jobs. Yeah, it's scary sometimes. But if your company is doing something that you don't feel morally right about, you either need to change it or you need to get out. Again, another one of the videos today was a man who by every account, was successful. He worked for an engineering company, and when he wanted to go, he could go. They had a private jet, and he could just call up the day before and say, I want to fly to wherever tomorrow, and they would be there at his beck and call to do that. He said it costs $5,000 to $6,000 an hour to keep that jet up in the air. But this company was raking in millions of dollars a year in profits. And then one day, this I think it was 2008, when everything crashed, the company crashed, and so he got fired. And God said to him at that point, it's time to have a conversion. Because he was only working for the money. And so he started thinking about, what if I work for the poor and the less fortunate? And so he said he was at Eucharistic adoration, and he heard God say to him, start your own company. start your own company. And so he started JMJ Engineering Company. And so in his engineering company, they put principal with a L-E before principal, A-L. So they put their principles before the principal money. And out of the net profits, they give 55% to charities. And so they have charities all over the world. They support at schools and things like that. India, Guatemala, places like that. And it's totally changed his life because of that metanoia moment. So I would challenge each of us to, if possible, spend some quiet time with the Lord. We have Friday, Eucharistic adoration all day. If you can come, come. If it's 10 minutes, if it's a half hour, hour, whatever. When I started doing serious Eucharistic adoration, I would go visit my mom. I grew up at St. Barnabas, so they had, this was before COVID, they had 24-hour adoration. And so I would go on Sunday night, spend the night with her, and then I would spend Monday with her, my day off. And so I would get up at usually like 3 or 4 on Monday morning and go and do my hour of Eucharistic adoration. And I always loved it when the person who was supposed to relieve me didn't show up, because then I got 2 hours. I remember one Thanksgiving, wasn't sure, but I happened to be there all by myself. I don't remember. I think my mom was up visiting her relatives. But I said, you know, I'm going to go see if anybody's doing Eucharistic adoration. So I went and had the whole day with Jesus. It was just wonderful. That was probably my best Thanksgiving ever, actually. So I encourage you, if you've never done it, it's you know, some people say, oh, I'd just be bored. You're never bored. I've never met a person who has done Eucharistic adoration who has said, oh, that was a waste of time. Never have. And it's so so energizing. And in the quiet, you can hear Jesus asking you what it is you need to change. You need to have that metanoia moment. So I think that's what Jesus is saying to me. What is it that we need to change our minds about, like that first son? You know, at first he said no, but then he had that moment of change. So let's all really dig into our hearts and into our minds and see what God is asking us to do. Put Jesus first, others second, yourself third, and you will find joy in your life.